Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Charity. How may I help you?
Yes, I just saw a charge from this phone number on my card, and I did not buy anything from you.
All right. May I have your zip code, please?
48747.
All right, and may I have your first and last name?
Melissa Anderson.
All right, and for verification purposes, may I have your shipping address?
1234 South Finn, F as in Frank, I-N-N,
Road. Right. All right, may I place you on a brief hold while I look at your account?
Sure.
All right, Mrs. Anderson, I do have your account pulled up, and I noticed that you have ordered our Keto and Cleanse. This was ordered March 17th during a 14-day trial period.
Nope.
And so it may have said, it probably was a server, you probably saw an ad, and it asked you to put in the information, and the only thing you had to do was pay shipping and handling. So if you didn't call after that 14-day trial period to cancel, then it charged you the original price of that Keto and Cleanse.
No, ma'am, I've never purchased anything like that. And it's a $94 charge? No.
Originally it was a $5 charge if you didn't call after the trial period, then it charges you the original price of it.
I understand, and, but it was a cream?
It's a Keto and Cleanse. Our Keto Cleanse, it reduces appetite, increases metabolism, and get rid of body toxins. And we do.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, no.
Oh, and it puts you, I'm sorry, I forgot out. And so after you basically place that order during the trial period, it puts you on, it basically puts it on there for monthly. So, may I ask, have you had a chance to try out the product?
Yes, I have.
Yes, ma'am, and how is it working for you?
Not good.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you know, it does take a while to build into your system. I can offer you with a 35% discount on all future products, and that'll bring your total pricing to a...
No. Is there a supervisor or something I can talk to? Because I'm not paying this $94. No.
Yes, ma'am, but I'm more than qualified in helping you with this.
Can you take it off my... the charge off?
Let me look at... all right. Could you hold one moment for me? Mm-hmm. All right, Mrs. Anderson, after looking over this, I do see that you're qualified for our 50% discount. And I also can put your account on a hold or get this monthly and for you to even try out the product.
I mean, I just want this $94 taken off because I did the $5 thing, and for it was supposed to be for a 30-day trial, and that's what I'm doing. I wanted to try it to see if it did anything, and it's really not working for me at all, so I'd rather not have this charge on here.
All right. Let me see real quick. All right, could you hold a brief moment for me?
Sure.
All right, Mrs. Anderson. Well, those charges, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. All right, Mrs. Anderson, those charges, they are valid charges. We can go so far as giving you one of our April specials of 75%, making that total into a 71.18.
No, I don't want this charge on here. I'll send you the pills that I have left. I'll send them back. I don't want this $94.90 on here because all I wanted was the free trial to see if it worked.
Hold one moment while I'm canceling your account out so you won't be billed this monthly.
Okay.
All right. All right, Ms. Anderson, I do have your account canceled out. Do you have pen and paper for this cancellation number?
Yep, go ahead.
All right, that'll be C as in cancel.
Mm-hmm.
F as in Frank.
Mm-hmm.
8-2, D as in dog, C as in cancel, F as in Frank, 400. A is in apple. Can you repeat that back to me so we have the same number?
C is in cancel. F is in Frank. 8-2. D is in dog. C is in cancel. F is in Frank. 400A.
Yes, ma'am. We do have the same cancellation number.
Okay. So what are we doing about this charge? It's on my account.
Previously stated, those are valid charges.
Yeah, that's why I want to talk to the supervisor. I'm not paying $94 for something I'm not going to use. Do you guys have anything to do with a Blissfully Garnet Moisturizer also? There's another charge on there that I don't know what that is.
Yes, ma'am. I see that on here. Let me look on this page. Yes, ma'am. It says on here on March 17th. I'm guessing this was another trial or whatever, or it probably included with the first trial you did. Because
no.
The first time they tried to charge on the 17th, it did do a soft decline, and then it went through around 11:29 for both of those as a 14-day trial period. And so then after those 14 days, if you didn't call to cancel, it charged you those original prices. But let me do this. But yes, ma'am, those charges are valid charges.
No. I didn't do any moisture. This is bull. Somebody's just charging me crap for stuff I don't have.
Let me see if I can look at this shipping address for you. Let me track this. All right. Yes, ma'am. I just checked it, and it says it was delivered to 1243 S. Finn Road.
No, that's not my address.
All right. All right. You said that isn't your address?
No.
All right. May I have your email address?
It's Melissa, M-E-L. ISSIA 0497@gmail.com.
All right. Yes, ma'am. That is the email address we have under that address that was delivered on the 17th of March to that address.
to 1243?
Yes, ma'am.
That is not my address.
All right, I'm gonna get you transferred to the supervisor.
Thank you. Was that the second sleeve or the first one?
There's only one sleeve.
I know. I ordered two, but there was one on back order. I know that.
Oh.
I believe. Unless that's my back order. I don't remember. When's the last time I put on there that I ordered them?
Put it on there on the second. That's all I see.
Does it say I got one?
All right, Miss Melissa, I'm still here. I'm getting this done.
Okay. Okay, so that might be the back order one.
I'm ordering Angela's lunch.
Oh, from where?
She wants it from here.
What are you getting?
I'm not getting anything from her. Do you want something from her?
Yeah, get me one.
All right, Mrs. Melissa, I'm getting you transferred to a supervisor. You may hear some music for a moment.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.